Hello and welcome to Head Trash, and my name is Alexia and I want to welcome you to this healing activation. Now, to get the most out of this healing activation, I would highly recommend that you watch the video that comes with this healing activation so that you can better understand how this wound might be showing up for you. And also, I would recommend going through the wound healing journal so that you can bring as many of the facets of this wound to mind before going through this healing activation. If you've done both those things, then wonderful. So let's crack on with healing this wound. So now if you could take a moment to find somewhere comfortable to lie down, make sure you've got a glass of water to hand and some tissues, and that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour. And then when you're ready, please continue with this healing activation. So now close your eyes and start thinking now about the humiliation and embarrassment experiences, you know, that you've had. So these times when you were a child where you've been embarrassed or ashamed, or there was a loss of dignity. Maybe there were times as an adult that you can remember that were deeply horrifying for you. So just start gathering those experiences. Notice how this feels for you right now. How does this wound feel when you connect all of this? What's going on? You know, how heavy does that feel? Where do you feel that in your body? Take a note of where this feels right now for you, because it'd be worth checking in with that at the end and see what shifts you can observe in yourself when you connect to this. So I just want you to now to sort of connect now with the intention that today we're going to be healing the wounds that you're carrying around humiliation, which is around being embarrassed, being laughed at or mocked, you know, being humiliated, being shamed. So I just want you now to take a moment to connect this intention, connect to your higher self, your guides, angels, you know, whatever faith or beliefs that you have, and ask for support in healing these wounds today. And then when you're ready and you're comfortable, put your hands into the tat position. I'm now tuning into the times in my life where I've had experiences of being humiliated, being embarrassed, being shamed. And these experiences may have been from my adult life, from when I was a child, or from my time in the womb. And I might not remember all of these experiences. And so I'm placing my intention on connecting to all of them. And I'm asking for divine support, support for my higher self, in helping me to connect to all of these experiences. Because today it is my intention to let go of the wounds that I'm carrying around being humiliated and being embarrassed, and being shamed. And I want to start by saying I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've had these experiences. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I've experienced humiliation, that I've experienced embarrassment and shame like this. I am so sorry. But there is a part of me that loves that I've had these experiences. I love that I've experienced humiliation like this. I love it. I love, because I love humiliation. I love being humiliated. I absolutely love it. I love it. Of course I love it. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I love that I've had these experiences of being humiliated, being embarrassed, being shamed. I absolutely love it, because on some level, I love being humiliated. On some level, I love humiliation. And on some level, I love being embarrassed like that. I absolutely love it. And I love it that my life has given me so many of these experiences. Oh my goodness, yes, I love that I've had so many of these humiliating experiences. I love that I've had so many embarrassing moments in my life. I absolutely love that I've experienced so many times where I felt mortified and embarrassed and deeply shamed. I absolutely love that I've had so many of those experiences. I absolutely love it. What am I saying? I hate it. I hate that I've had these experiences. They've been horrifying. They've been awful. And because I hate being humiliated. I hate being shamed like that. I hate being embarrassed like that. I'm mortified in those moments and I absolutely hate it. I hate humiliation and I hate being humiliated. And I hate that I've had so many of these experiences, because it's just horrid. It's absolutely horrid. And I hate that my life has given me so many of these experiences because it's just horrific. It's absolutely horrid. So now I want you to start focusing your attention on the times that you can remember being humiliated, being embarrassed, where there was a loss of dignity. Maybe you were laughed at, mocked. And so just think back to those moments and what was happening to you during those experiences. Was it actually a pleasant experience? Maybe you were in the middle of a good games day at school, it's great, and then suddenly you tripped over the ball. Or was it just a horrifying, horrible experience that you'd rather not think about? So just take a moment now to tune into what was happening to you during those experiences when you're experiencing humiliation, embarrassment, shame. When I think about what happened to me during those moments, I love what was happening to me. I love all the things that happened to me in those moments when I felt humiliated. I absolutely love what was happening to me. I love thinking about what was happening to me. I absolutely love what was happening to me. I love thinking about the things that were happening to me in those moments when I felt humiliated. I absolutely love the things that were happening to me in those moments. I absolutely love it. What am I saying? I hate what's happened to me in those moments. I hate what was happening to me in those moments. I absolutely hate the things that were happening to me in those moments. I hate what happened to me in those moments. I just hate what was happening. I absolutely hated it. And so what did you do during those moments? How did you react? How did you handle what was going on? Maybe there were things that you did. Maybe you regret them now. Maybe there were things that you said. Maybe you regret those too. How did you react? What was your reaction? How did you handle it? So focus on that now. When I think about how I reacted, I love how I reacted in those moments when I was experiencing humiliation. I absolutely love how I reacted. I love how I reacted. I love how I handled it. I love what I did in those moments. I love what I did. I love what I said. I love how I handled it. I just love when I think about how I handled it. I love how I handled it. I think I handled it brilliantly, actually. I think I was brilliant. I was, yeah. My God, amazing. I loved how I handled it. I absolutely loved how I handled it. No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding. I hated it. It's awful. I hate how I handled it. I hate how I reacted in those moments. I hate what I did in those moments, what I said, all of it. I just can't bear thinking about how I handled those moments. I just can't bear thinking about it. And so maybe there were things that you didn't do in those moments, things that you wished you'd done, things you'd wished you said. What did you not do in those moments when you're being humiliated? Maybe it's because of what you didn't do that you got humiliated, that happened to you. Maybe it's because you weren't doing something that you should have been doing. So think about the things that you didn't do in those moments and tune into that now. When I think about all the things I didn't do in those moments, I love all those things I didn't do. I love thinking about all the things I didn't do. I love thinking about the things I didn't do in those moments. I love thinking about things I didn't do, the things I maybe wished I'd done now looking back. Yeah, sure. I love thinking about the things I didn't do. The things I didn't do, the things I didn't do in those moments. I think I love the things I didn't do. I love the things I didn't do in those moments. I absolutely love what I didn't do. But also there's a part of me that hates that I don't, you know, hate that I didn't do those things. I hate that I didn't do those things in those moments. I hate there are things I didn't do in those moments when I was being humiliated or embarrassed. I actually hate that I didn't maybe stand up for myself or put a stop to it or whatever. I don't know. I hate there are these things I didn't do in those moments. I hate that. I absolutely hate that. And how did you feel in those moments when you were being humiliated or embarrassed? Think about how you were feeling. Hurt, betrayed, let down, not good enough maybe, silly. Think about how you felt in those moments when you were being humiliated, when you were being embarrassed. I love how those experiences made me feel. I love how those experiences being humiliated made me feel. I love how I felt in those moments. I love how I felt in those moments. I love how I felt in those moments. I absolutely love it. No, I didn't. I hated it. I hate how I felt in those moments. I absolutely hate how I felt in those moments when I was being humiliated because it was horrific and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. So now we're going to explore how all of these experiences have affected you. You know, what's been the impact on you as a result of all of these moments that you've had where you were humiliated or embarrassed? So now think about what's happened to you as a result of this. How has your life changed? What happened afterward? So just think about that now. Think about the things that happened to you as a result of these experiences. I love thinking about the things that happened to me because of the humiliations I experienced. I love thinking about all the things that happened to me because I was humiliated, because I was embarrassed. I love what happened to me because of those moments. I love what happened to me because of those moments. I just love it. But there's a part of me that hates what happened to me because of those moments. There's a part of me that hates what happened to me because of those times I experienced humiliation, embarrassment. I hate what happened to me. I hate thinking about all the things that happened to me because I had those moments of being humiliated. I absolutely hate thinking about that. And what didn't happen? What did you miss out on because of these moments? Because of these things happening to these humiliating, embarrassing experiences? What did not happen for you? Maybe you missed out on things. Maybe you chose not to do certain things. You pulled back, you avoided. Maybe looking back now, you wished you'd done certain things. Or you wished certain things had happened to you. And there's regret. So what did not happen to you? What did not happen because of these experiences? Tune into that now. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen because of these humiliating experiences. I love thinking about all the things that didn't happen for me. I love thinking about those things that didn't happen, things I missed out on, things I decided not to do. I love thinking about all the things I didn't do, all the things that didn't happen, all the things I decided not to do, all the things I missed out on. I love thinking about all those things that didn't happen. I love thinking about all those things that didn't happen. I just love it. No, I don't actually. I don't, no. There's loads of things that didn't happen. And I hate that. I hate there are things that didn't happen because of this wound, because of these experiences. I absolutely hate there are these things that didn't happen for me, that didn't happen to me because of these experiences of being humiliated. I just hate that. And now just think about how humiliation makes you feel. Like when you tune into that now, you know, because of all these experiences you've had behind you, how does humiliation, the idea of being humiliated, make you feel right now? What do you notice come up for you right now? Take a moment to connect your feelings around humiliation, around embarrassment, around being shamed, being laughed at. And just connect to how this makes you feel physically, emotionally. I love how humiliation makes me feel. I love how this makes me feel. I love how embarrassment and humiliation makes me feel. I love how it makes me feel. Oh my goodness, I love how this feels. I love how this feels right now. I love how this feels right now. I absolutely love how this feels right now. I absolutely love it. But I also hate how it feels because it's just got a ooh to it. I hate how it feels. I hate how it feels. I hate how humiliation affects me. I hate how being embarrassed affects me. I hate how it makes me feel. I hate what comes up for me when I think about being embarrassed, when I think about being humiliated, when I think about being shamed. I hate what happens to me. I hate how this comes up for me, what comes up for me, how it feels inside. I hate how that feels. I hate how humiliation feels for me. I absolutely hate it. And so what would you like to feel instead in those moments? Because people are still going to try and embarrass us, aren't they? They're still going to try and humiliate you. So it's how we handle it that counts. So how would you like to handle it? How would you like to feel in those moments? Accepted, supported, loved. Think about what you'd like to feel in those moments. You know, what was missing for you from those experiences before. So just tune into what was missing, the things you wanted to feel in those moments. This is what was missing for me. This, what I'm thinking right now is what was missing for me. This is what was missing for me in those moments. This is what was missing for me. And I love this. I love feeling like this. I love wanting to feel like this. I love feeling like this. I absolutely love feeling like this. And sure, there's a part of me that hates feeling like this, and I'm going to acknowledge it for the sake of balancing things out. And yeah, there's a part of me that hates feeling like this. Sure. So now I want you to think about how all of these experiences of being humiliated, of being embarrassed, being shamed, laughed at, how have they affected your behavior? You know, what do you do today What are some of the patterns of behavior that you do today that as a result of this wound, as a result of these experiences, you know, maybe the people pleasing, the wanting to, feeling responsible for other people's happiness, taking on too much. Think about how it's playing out for you and what you do today because of this wound. I love thinking about the ways I behave today that's down to this wound. I love all the things that I do because of this wound, because this humiliation and embarrassment wound. I love thinking about all the things I do, all the ways that I behave today because of this wound. I love thinking about all of them. I love thinking about all the things I do, all the ways that I behave today because of this wound. I love thinking about all of that. But oh my goodness, when I think about all the ways I'm behaving because of this wound, it just makes me sad. I don't know. I just feel, I hate the fact that I'm reacting like this. I'm behaving like this today because of this wound. I absolutely hate all the things I've done, all the things I do today because of this wound, because of these experiences I've had around humiliation. I hate that there are so many things I do because of this. I hate that. And so what are some of the things you've avoided? You know, what do you avoid today? Because of the fear of rejection, the fear of people not agreeing with you, fear of being humiliated, or embarrassed, or losing dignity. What are you not doing? What are you missing out on in your life because of this? So just think about that now. I love thinking about all the things I'm avoiding, all the things I'm not doing. I love thinking about all those things I'm not doing, all the things I'm avoiding, all the things I'm missing out on because of the way I'm behaving. I love thinking about all of that. I love thinking about all the things I'm not doing because of this wound, because of these experiences I've had. I love thinking about all of that. But no, actually, I hate it. I hate there is so much that I'm not doing. I hate that my life, I'm missing out on so much because of this wound, because of these experiences I've had. It just sucks and I hate it. I hate thinking about all the things I've avoided, all the things I've not done because of this wound. I absolutely hate it. And so now I want you to think about whether or not these experiences of being humiliated or embarrassed, whether you benefited from these experiences or did you suffer? And be honest with yourself. Maybe you benefited from the attention and you liked that. Maybe some good came of these experiences, even though in the moment it was mortifying. Maybe long term it turned out okay for you. Or maybe that was just awful and you feel you really suffered because of these experiences. So just take a moment now to think about both aspects of this. And we'll start with benefit. How did you benefit from these experiences? You know, what did you learn? Learn about how you handle things, learn how to deal with people. You know, there's learnings that you got from these experiences about the people that you know. You learned about them. You learned how, whether to trust them in certain situations. There's a lot of learning that came from this, and these are benefits. So think about how you benefited from these experiences. I love how I've benefited from these humiliating experiences. I love how I've benefited because there are some benefits for sure. I love how I've benefited from these humiliating experiences, from these embarrassing situations. I absolutely love how I've benefited. I love how I've benefited from all of this. I love how I've benefited from these humiliating situations, from these embarrassing situations. I love how I've benefited from all of this. I absolutely love it because, yeah, there are benefits for sure. And I love how I've benefited. I absolutely love how I've benefited from all of this in my life. I absolutely love it. But there's a part of me that hates how I've benefited. There is a part of me that hates how I've benefited in my life. And actually, when I think about it, I feel like I've suffered. It's not benefits. I've suffered. And I hate how I've suffered because of these humiliations, because of these embarrassing situations. I hate how I've suffered. I did suffer, and I hate that I suffered. I hate that I suffered because of all this. I absolutely hate it. But a part of me, I guess, loves how I suffered, because there's a part of me, a really, you know, deep down part of me that loves suffering. Because I love how I suffered because of all of this. I love how I've suffered. And now we're going to shift our focus to the memories that you're carrying within you, the traumas that you're carrying within you from previous times. So these are going to be from your previous lives or from your ancestors. So I want you to take a moment now to tune into those experiences of humiliation, of embarrassment, of shame, of loss of dignity. Tune into these experiences that you may be carrying from previous lives or that you acquired from your ancestors. And I want you to place your intention on connecting to these experiences and ask for support from your higher self, from your guides, from the divine. Ask for support now in connecting to all of these experiences that you're carrying within you today. And I'm now tuning into the experiences of humiliation and embarrassment and shame that I've experienced in previous lives, or that were experienced by my ancestors. I'm tuning into these ancient wounds, these traumas, the memories that I'm carrying all around this theme of humiliation, being mocked, being ridiculed, being shamed. I'm tuning into all of these memories and these wounds. And I'm sorry that I'm carrying all this within me. I'm sorry that I'm carrying these memories of these experiences, of these traumas from my past lives and from my ancestors' lives. I'm sorry that I'm carrying all this within me, the memories, the energy within me. I'm sorry that I'm carrying all of this. But there's a part of me that loves that I'm carrying all of these wounds, because these wounds have brought wisdom. These wounds have helped me. They've provided guidance. They've brought me fears that have helped protect me. You know, this has been useful for me to have these wounds, because it's assisted me in my current life. So I love that I'm carrying all of these wounds. I love that I'm carrying these memories and these traumas around humiliation and being embarrassed and all of that from my past lives. I love that I'm carrying all of this within me. I absolutely love it, because I'm grateful for the wisdom and I'm grateful for the guidance. But there's a huge part of me that hates that I'm carrying all this. There's a huge part of me that hates that I'm carrying these wounds, because they've also given me some really crappy fears and some terrible beliefs. And to be honest, it's just really getting in the way of my life today. And for that, I hate that I'm carrying these wounds. Some of these aren't even mine, and it's really messing things up for me. And I hate that. I hate, loathe, and despise that I'm carrying these wounds within me. I absolutely hate it. And so I'm now going to tune into all of these wounds, mine, the ones from my life, the ones from when I was a child and in the womb, but also those from my ancestors and my previous lives. I'm tuning into all of them, all of those memories, all of those traumas, all of the wounds, all those moments that took place, the ones I can't remember, all of them. And I'm asking for support from my higher self or from the divine to help me in connecting to all of those experiences, all of those wounds. And I'm going to begin by acknowledging that, yes, all of this happened. All of these things took place. Yeah. I've had these experiences and these traumas of being humiliated and being embarrassed. Yes, I've had all of this happen to me. And yes, I'm carrying these traumas and these memories from previous times. Yes, to all of this. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I'm carrying all this. And I'm sorry that these things happened. I'm sorry that all of this took place. I'm so sorry that all of this took place, all of this happened. But they happened, and it was in the past. It was in the past, and it's over. They're all over. And today I'm okay. Today, right now, I'm okay. And I'm not being humiliated. I'm not being embarrassed. And I'm not being shamed. Today, I'm okay. Today, I'm okay. Because these things happened in the past, and they no longer have a hold on me, because today I'm cutting the cords. Today I'm cutting the cords with all of these experiences, all of these memories, and all of these traumas. I'm cutting the cords with every single last one of them. Because I am the pattern breaker. That's what they call me, the pattern breaker. And I am breaking the pattern of trauma and struggle around humiliation, around being laughed at, about being embarrassed. I'm breaking this pattern of trauma and struggle today. I'm breaking it. This pattern of trauma and struggle around humiliation, it stops right now. This pattern stops right now. And I'm now purging all those places where all of those memories have been stored, whether it's in my mind, my body, or in my field. I'm purging all of it. I'm purging all the memories from my system. And wherever it's been a problem for me, in my body, in my mind, or my life, well, that's healing now. All the problems that have arisen as a result of this wound of humiliation is healing right now. When I think about the blocks that I have, the sabotage that I have because of this wound, the resistance that I come up against because of these wounds of humiliation and embarrassment, well, all of those blocks are healing now. They're dissolving. When I think about the roots of this within me, the beginning of all of this within me, the origins of all of this, well, the origins and the roots are healing right now. And now I want you to think about those people who are connected to this theme of humiliation for you, this theme of embarrassment. You know, are there people that have hurt you in relation to this? You know, maybe those that were responsible for some of these moments, or they played a part in deepening the wound for you. Maybe they weren't there when you needed them, and that's why they hurt you. Their absence hurt you. And what about the people that you hurt? Maybe you inflicted the wound on them. Maybe you embarrassed them. You made them feel ashamed or humiliated. Maybe not on purpose, but maybe you still did it. Or maybe it was your reaction to this wound that's hurt them. And what about the people that you pushed away? Or you separated yourself from? Maybe because they hurt you. Maybe you needed to protect yourself or put boundaries in place. And what about the people that you've lost? Maybe relationships have broken down. People have moved away. You've separated, or they've passed on. And what about those that you blamed? Maybe you hold them responsible in some way. Do you blame yourself for some of this? Or God? Is there any blame around this wound? So just think about these people that are connected to this wound for you. So let's start with the people that who hurt you. To those who hurt me, well, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive everyone who hurt me. Those who humiliated me, those who embarrassed me, I forgive them. I forgive them. To those who hurt me, I forgive you and I love you. And there are those that I hurt, maybe because I humiliated them. I made them feel embarrassed. Well, I'm sorry. To those people I hurt, I'm sorry and I love you. And those that I pushed away or separated from, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry and I love you. And then the people that weren't there for me when I needed them. Well, I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry you weren't there for me, but I love you. And the people that I lost, people I lost as a result of this wound, I'm sorry and I love you. And there are those that I blamed, the people I blamed in relation to this. Well, I forgive them. I forgive everyone that I blamed for this, including myself and God and the universe. To those that I blamed, I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry. And I love you. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for my role in this. Please forgive me. And I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to forgive myself too. I forgive myself for all those things that I've done as a result of these experiences, this wound, all the things I've done over the years, the things I've said, the silly sabotaging patterns that now I think, what were you doing? All those things I've done over the years, I forgive myself for all of that. And I'm not going to carry that shame, that embarrassment about that now. I'm going to let it go. I'm letting it go. I forgive myself. And I also forgive myself the things I didn't do, the things I've avoided, the things I couldn't do, the things I've just not done because of this, the way I held myself back in life. I'm going to forgive myself for that. I'm not going to carry that with me anymore. I'm letting it go. And now I'm going to tune into those parts of me that benefited from me carrying these wounds, because there's a part of me that has benefited, the part of me that wanted to feel safe, protected. You know, the fears only had a good intention. They wanted to keep me safe. So that part of me that was holding on to this wound, well, that part of me is healing right now. That part of me that benefited from this is healing right now. And now we're tuning into any remaining traces of this wound, the final strands that are keeping it locked in, keeping it stuck. Well, all those strands are dissolving now. We're now alchemizing any remaining traces. Whatever's left is now healing. Because the time has come to let this go. The time has come to let this wound go. I'm letting go of all of these memories and these experiences. I'm letting go of these traumas and their effect on me. I'm letting go of all of it. I'm releasing all of this for good. To everyone involved, I love you. And to me, I love you. I love you unconditionally because I am enough. I am enough. I am absolutely enough. And I love myself. And I'm now free of this wound. Thank you. And when you're ready, you can release your hands from the tap position.